Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And this is about doctor strikes, but particularly in South Britain, because May thinks he's already going to be in England. And the leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, Kemi Badenoch, she made a proposition yesterday suggesting there ought to be a law forbidding National Health Service doctors from going on strike, private doctors be allowed to do so, but she wasn't going to outlaw nurses doing so. So there have been, is it 12 strikes over the last 2 years, something like that? And there was a period of about a year in which there were none, because the Labour government was ushered into office on the 5th of July last year. Sir Keir Starmer kissed the monarch's hand as appointed prime minister, all the rest of it. There was an immediate and big payout to doctors. So we accept that for the moment. But they claim since the credit crunch, since 2008, in real terms, that their salaries are much lower than they were. Moreover, these young doctors have graduated, in some cases, £100,000 in debt. See, because for the first university fees came in the United Kingdom in 1998. And doctors who graduated before that sometimes graduated with little or no debt whatsoever. And people graduating subsequently have facing big debt, and plus the cost of living, getting on the housing ladder, is far more expensive than it was a generation ago. The flip side of this, though, is that doctors, and indeed all public sector workers, have gold-plated pensions. They've got really good pensions. We don't hear about that. There's another proposal to say, okay, we'll give you that massive pay rise you want, 20-something percent, but those pensions are gone. You're going to have some very modest pension in return. Would doctors accept that deal? I'm not sure. The British Medical Association is the trades union for physicians in the United Kingdom. And so Dr. Dolphin, who's the chairman of the BMA, he hit back and said that the Tory party really wrecked the National Health Service when it was in office. Bear in mind the NHS is devolved. Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, South Britain, they all do different things. Now, in the United Kingdom already, there are certain groups are not permitted to go on strike. The intelligence services, MI5 and MI6, not only are they forbidden to go on strike, they're not even allowed to have trades unions. And I think those who work in General Communications Headquarters, GCHQ, just outside Cheltenham, which is listening in to intercepts. It's decrypting things, stuff like that. So a lot of linguists around there. If you meet a linguist in Cheltenham, you can guess what she or he does. All right. So, and that was challenged. I remember Tony Blair in the early 80s as a young Labour MP said it was scandalous, undemocratic. He suddenly changed his view when he became Prime Minister. Now, the police are not permitted to go on strike. There's a big police strike in 1919. So it'd be a crime for them to do so. They've got the Police Federation, they've got their trades union, and the Home Secretary addresses them every time, and they often boo the Home Secretary, embarrass him or her. And when Theresa May was Home Secretary, about 15 years ago, making give a speech in front of some sort of embarrassing whatever big poster thing. I can't remember what the slogan was, denouncing her policies. And the armed forces are not allowed to strike. The Army, the Navy, the Royal Air Force, and they're not even allowed to have a trades union. So that's it. Okay. But doctors are entitled to strike just like anybody else. The government passed a law, the Labour government said there's a minimum service in certain sectors, including in healthcare. But I don't think it actually had any effect on what does it do. Yeah. Anyway, what can be done? I mean, I'd be loath to do this because, you know, I tend towards libertarianism. Other things we could do is maybe make doctors civilly liable for any harm that arises from their strike. If we have an appointment and if you miss that appointment because you're on strike and the patient's condition deteriorates or whatever, you're personally financially liable. You could go bankrupt because you weren't there without good reason. I mean, there might be some sort of doctor's flu where those of them call in ill. Remember in the Republic of Ireland, the Garda Síochána, in the late 90s, there was some sort of blue flu of thousands of them calling in sick, but they weren't sick at all, an unofficial strike. So the BMA is saying there was a 5.4% pay rise this year. There was 22% over the previous 2 years, right? And they still is 26% below what it was in real terms in 2008. But where are they expecting this money going to come? I mean, I might say, well, actually, that's not our problem. We're not the government. Politicians, that is your problem. You want to be in charge. You've got responsibility, and don't complain about the responsibility that you wanted to accept. Okay, you could cut spending in other areas, you could borrow more, you could tax more, a combination of two or three of these things, but that's up to you to sort out. And obviously we can't live without doctors. They save lives every single day. There are problems with student debt, you know. Repaying your debt to the student's loan company in the United Kingdom is very easily avoidable if you emigrate. And all right, you have to tell the student loans company which country you go to, and that you're still supposed to pay them. But in most countries, there's no enforcement agreement and people can get away with it. So British doctors, and so they are paying whatever, 50,000 quid towards their fees. They might borrow more towards living costs. But the actual cost of the government educating them is not 50,000. It's about five times that. They say it's 250,000. So the taxpayers spent 200,000 quid on this person. And that person then just gets a job in Saudi Arabia or Australia or wherever, and he or she just never works in the United Kingdom again. They're allowed to visit. It's not a criminal matter. They won't be arrested at the airport. But so long as they don't work in the UK, they can get away without paying a brass farthing. I'm not encouraging people to do it. I'm just saying, I'm describing that's what people actually do in some cases. Right. So medicine is a vocation, as Kevin Badenoch says. It's not just a profession. Therefore, we need to protect the public and taxpayers and so on. This is a dereliction of duty. It's grossly irresponsible. Now, Dolphin, who's the head of the BMA, said this is the last resort for doctors. Well, there can't be that much of a last resort. You've gone on about a dozen strikes over a couple of years. Goodness. So what on earth are we to do? I mean, apart from this, I would say other things to solve the waiting lists. Is paying people to go private in this country, paying them to go private. Under Blair, there's a scheme some of them went to France or flown to India, places like Romania, places where healthcare is very affordable, and have it treated there just to get the waiting lists down. Or maybe just not treating certain conditions. If your condition's caused by morbid obesity, we're not helping you out. Go on a diet. Or think, well, smoking causes so much problems. Okay, we say, we're not going to treat smoking-related lung cancer. You're going to die. You brought it on yourself. That's a possibility. I'm not actually proposing that, thinking that out loud. Is that too harsh? But, you know, so many things are caused by people's behavior. We're not going to treat a car crash because you drove too fast. We're not going to treat an STD because you brought it on yourself. So we don't want to go down that road. The problem about forbidding doctor strikes, maybe even more people would emigrate, just leave the medical profession, and even if they can stay in this country. Or another thing is the slippery slope. Well, who's next? Why not nurses? Why not dentists? Why not pharmacists? Why not teachers? Why not, you know, transport workers? Because they're all these people are necessary, and more people would be losing their right to strikes. So anyway, the senior doctors are filling in for these junior doctors. Oh, you have to call them resident doctors is somehow demeaning or whatever. Goodness. So a lot of that's why the waiting list is so bad. It's partly because of this. Now, I do have a friend, a consultant psychiatrist. I think he's senior now, so he doesn't go on strike. But he said in the old days, you know, I really didn't want to strike, and if patients will die, it's not because of me, it's because of the government. We have begged, we have pleaded, we beseeched them for years. They were deaf to our entreaties. They could not be reasoned with. We really didn't want to do this, but there was absolutely no other way to stand up for ourselves. And we were compelled to do it after years and years of being exploited, abused, and mistreated. Finally, we had to take a stand. And so we did. So blame those who are paying us so badly. Anyway, what do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, George Callan, 792 more.com. Goodbye.